listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Plenty to be aware of ahead of the long weekend getaway. It'll be a busy weekend on the roads with a major police operation underway. Last year, 4 people died on Tassie roads during this period. The message from Police Assistant Commissioner Adrian Bodner.
We want to see people are driving as though there's a police car following them. So that means people are very conscious of their speed and they're conscious that they're doing the right thing.
And just as busy at the airport, with up to 10 extra flights per day over the next few days, 9,000 passengers will head through the terminal each day. A huge funding boost to help build Australia into a renewable energy powerhouse. The federal government is putting $1 billion into a program to manufacture more solar panels on home soil. It's hoped to boost our own take-up of solar and increase our footprint on the global market. We're being warned about a fake Tasmanian Department of State Growth Facebook page. It's offering things like driver licence applications and asking for personal details. The real department does not offer licences on social media. Here's more reason to get up and get active. A global study has found spending less time sitting can help reduce high blood pressure for people over 60. Just an extra 30 minutes standing per day can make a difference. And we've got 15-plus official watch parties around the state to choose from tonight if you missed out on tickets to see the Jack Jumpers. They include local pubs like the Rest Point Showroom, Dr. Syntax at Sandy Bay and the Telegraph Hotel in Salamanca. To sport now, and it may be the grand final rematch, but Brisbane and Collingwood are both chasing their first wins of the season at the Gabba tonight. The Magpies have managed steel side bottom and axed Oleg Markov, while the Lions regained Lachie Neale from a hammy, with Jared Lyons making way. Coach Chris Fagan says his players will be using their September heartbreak as fuel.
It's probably human nature when you lose the grand final by not much that you sometimes all you can think about is getting back there and trying to make up for it. I'll be amazed if we're not back in the moment.